It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello. I hope you couldn't stand my voice, but I'm doing my best. It may last a month or two longer, but otherwise I won't be able to do my show. But the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, as I said yesterday. But on the Riley show, I am beginning not to like O'Reilly that much. As a person, but he's not. He plays softball. I play hardball, and I guess I'm a what they call a can't find the word for it all of a sudden. But I better not go there if I can't find the word. A public relations, a PR nightmare, because I speak about everything, and we're living in a politically correct society, which means you have no free speech. And if you speak up and upset everybody, can't get a job. You get branded. And that's not just the liberals doing it to all of us, but everybody does it to each other. You want to keep a friend, got to see his faults and shut up about it. And so pretty soon you shut up about everything. And I think being shut up is a lot to do with most of your problems. And the reason why some people who won't shut up are so powerful. And now there's good ways of shutting up, not saying anything. And there's a good way of having a bit loud voice and shouting and yelling. I mean that. Actually, a good shout neutralizes a bad one. And I want to talk about those things this evening, if you like. It's all about knowing what right and wrong is and coming from the right place. So if you're impatient and you yell at your kids, that's a bad shout. Bad energy. If I deal with someone who's difficult, I say, shut up. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Or I raise my voice and says, you'll be just fine. But if I say it with the right tone, coming from a good place, it cures. That's how Jesus would speak. He even spoke with a loud voice and raised Lazarus. He says, Lazarus, come forth. He didn't come fifth and lose his ration books and money in the Red Sea. No, he shouted out, come forth. And that shout apparently wakened the dead. And on this program, I'm going to assume most of you are the walking dead, but you haven't lied down yet, so there's some hope for you. Referring to Jesus again, one of the disciples said, may I take my leave to bury my father? He said, let the dead bury their dead. I wonder if he's insulting everybody. But I don't mean to insult you, because a great number of people, all too many, I think the preponderance of the majority of the people in the United States, and more so in the whole world, die having never lived. And there are plenty of people who preside over your dying process because they live from your dying to them. Of course, actually, we can die to God. And then there's a little parable, unless the seed falls to the ground and die, it cannot sprout. It comes back alive. That's a metaphor. Or you can die for a dictator. You can die for Hitler, Mussolini, Mao Tse-Yung, and thinking that you can actually die thinking you're going to get 72 virgins. You won't have any apparatus. So what good is that? But common sense isn't very common anymore, and it's only a matter of degree how little or much you have in that department. And I'm going to be talking to you about things you never hear tell, and they will wake you up, those things. But if you don't, if they don't, I'm sorry about that. And I'll talk to you after the break. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
All right, now, good evening. I'm going to carry it as far as my voice will take me. This is going to take a few months, this little thing we have in Oregon that's going around. For those who are listening to me, this isn't my voice, this is another voice. And maybe you have voices in your head, but my voice isn't my head, it's actually my voice. And it's a little bit rough. But if I'm coming from a good place, it will do you good to listen. If I'm coming from a bad place, it will harm you. That's true. Let us assume that a person, like the lawless left, that's right, they accuse everyone of what they themselves are guilty of. That really works. That's what Lenin taught them. He said, accuse others of what you are, of what you do. And strangely enough, it affects you, and they've taken over the country with that rhetoric. And so we've had to learn how to deal with politically correct speech, which limits our ability to be free. But in this program, I put my light on a hill. I don't put it in a bucket and worry about what people think. So it's up to the callers, the people who listen to me, to support the program. And so far, 53 years, so good. But I'm on a better and bigger soapbox, and you'll see why. I have some knowledge to share with you. And I want to continue. Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. And this program is heard on many stations. But the trouble is, it's at different times. So there's only a few stations listening 9 to 11 when I go on the air. But you can listen on my web, fhu.com. By the way, when you go there, we have a landing page. I think that's what you call it. It's not the home page. It's me with my new book. Actually, I wrote it 40 years ago, but I brought it forth and had it edited. It's about 300 pages, 6x9. It's called Hypnotic States of America, and that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I want to continue that every night for a long time. So if you don't like the subject of hypnosis or sin, here I go. I hope this intrigues you. Sin, whatever that is, has a curse. And the curse is, you, as I said last night, rather crudely, the Bible speaks of the sinner returning to the sin like a dog to vomit. So which is your, what kind of vomit do you have? It may not smell, taste like vomit to you because you're upside down, and vomit smells good. See, other parts of your body odors also smell good, and as long as it's yours, if you pardon this expression. So I'm going to try to show you that you are conditioned from the day you come into the world, and even though you know you come with a gene, a spiritual gene, and that gene gives you to know right from wrong without words, without anybody telling you. No one needs to teach you what right and wrong is, but there's a big danger to you as you come into the world, because you come into a world, you're born into sin, into people who are psychotically mesmerized. The whole world. I'm saying in America, I'm scanning the scene for candidates. And I'm not going to tell you, but I only see one that's really bright. And I don't want to tell you who that is. You can guess who it is. If you have any common sense, it's a she. Well, there's another one too. Really bright. But I think this country needs a man. And since, what's his name? The fellow has the Donald Trump, yeah. Now, he would make a good president, because he knows how to deal with cheats and liars and thieves. And he seems to have honor. You can see he's got a good family. And he knows how to pick good people around him. Get that. Lots of experience. He knows how to build business back up. And lots of common sense. You should be so lucky to have it. So, but most people, most Americans, all too many, are dead from the neck up and too live from the waist down, if you know what I mean. And the more you are dead from the neck up, the more active you are from the waist down. But of course, that activity is touted as pride. Wow. So, if I may use the word horny, in case you didn't get the point. And that makes a point, too. So, but sin, whatever sin is, whatever it is, we're going to give it another name tonight, which just makes more sense. We can discuss it better if I give it a modern name, because we have modern medicine. This doesn't work to cure sin. You can't cure sin with medicine. Not, you can't do it with drugs, but they do try, because psychiatrists and psychologists, not all, of course, are not allowed to speak of God, except the patient speaks of him, but the doctor is not supposed to mention him or bring you to him. It's like it's against the rules. So you lose your certificate, your degree, or your right to practice. I know these things is kind of ridiculous, but unless you have God in the equation, you can't get better. But then I opened the program saying there's a right way of shouting, and there's a right way of being quiet, and there's a right way of believing God, and there's a wrong way of believing God. There's a right way of preaching him, and there's a wrong way. And now, the most noble religion on earth, I'm Jewish, I mean born a Jewish family. I'm belong to any group. I don't want you to belong to me either. Listen to me. But I don't want to teach you what you already know. And I say to you that all I have to do is remind you, bear witness to it with the right tone of voice, not acted, but sincerely from the heart, not reading lines from a book, although I occasionally do. But I haven't decided what I was going to speak about tonight, so here it is. It's whatever there, that's what you're hearing, is what it is. So I want to bear witness to a few things and put the right labels on everything, like the right a label for post-traumatic stress disorder, the right label for bipolar, bipolar. They just, but you, post-traumatic stress disorder, what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything to you, does it? And what is bipolar, and that you should take pills for it? What if it is a spiritual disorder caused by cruelty and sin? In other words, you come into the world, and you come into a world of, especially these days, there's more broken parents than you can shake a stick at. Pardon, I don't know what that means, but it's supposed to emphasize a point. And so you shack up, and maybe you get married, and maybe you don't, and you live together, and you have a nerve to call yourself a Christian. That's not so. You can't be a Christian and shack up. Sorry. You know, unless you think of yourself in an upside-down way and think that wrong is right, and that it's only natural to, you know, shack up and copulate behind in a car, in an alley, and then either keep the baby and think that you can bring it upright because you're stained. Your soul is stained with that. Now it is the reason why it's stained, because you are part animal, part mortal, and part immortal. And what the immortal part is to do is to raise the animal up. In other words, to govern the animal. The vehicle. Your animal is your vehicle. Now, an animal isn't a vehicle of the spirit. It is the creation, like the tapestry, living tapestry of the universe. This animal doesn't have a soul. It's a machine. Creation. God makes things out of clay or something, and he makes all these wonderful living creatures. And you ask yourself, why does he? My God, you watch science programs and National Geographic and watch the different forms of life under the ocean everywhere, discovering new stuff all the time, this defies the evolutionary concepts. They're discovering new species, 100, 200 every month. So, you know, why does God make so many different flowers? You know, you can't eat them, and I don't see any other creatures here, but they're there for a reason. If only just to please him, or to prove that he exists, and say, why does he make a flower yellow or blue? And why, how is it that we can see blue color and appreciate beauty? They're animals not like that, are they? We have a consciousness. And so this consciousness has to reign over the body. And otherwise, if you're an elephant, even a crocodile, a dog, a cat, another entity can rule over you. You can make an elephant do your work, but it doesn't have a life of its own. It has a life of its own, but it's just a wild elephant. And it doesn't even know it exists. We can capture and tame those wild elephants and make it work for us. And they're probably just as happy doing that. They have a purpose, but it's not their purpose. But maybe in the long run, it's God's purpose. In India, they don't have that many machines. They've got elephants to do it. So therefore, maybe he made elephants so people can, you know, lift heavy things and build things. But whatever it is, this is silly speculation, but I'm trying to make a point. Our body will be ruled. If it's not ruled by the spirit within, it will be ruled by the spirit within other people that is not that spirit, that have given themselves to that spirit. So that's where people tempt us. So when you come into the world, you come into the world where mother and father shacked up, they screwed each other, and pardon the expression, I'm not politically correct, and you came into the world. And everybody thought of that as love, and pretty soon there's a divorce, 60% divorce rate. Yeah, and especially in the black area, sorry to say that, you know, marriage and kids out of wedlock, it's like, you know, 70, 75%, something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's not right. They're just born into a soulless, loveless house. And so how is it that when I came to America, that's more than 60 years ago, 62 years ago, that even though the black Americans were didn't have the rights that they should, and I agree that they should be no different from me, and I never could see why, you know, that how the South could, you know, fight to the death to keep slaves. But what a reason to kill your brother for. I mean, it doesn't make a bit of sense. There's lots of wars don't make any sense. But that's because things, people are upside down. They fight for wrong causes. Even in America, the South fought for wrong cause. And that's in America. And don't forget, there could be another revolution here where people will fight to bring our country down, which is happening right now. What is it they call when, is it treason when people cry to subvert our constitution? Used to be, you'd be, you can't cry fire in a crowded theater. Free speech isn't like that. You can't plan the downfall of this country, and they're doing it on television. You can go to speeches, and the schools are demoralizing the kids and teaching them Marxism and the downfall of the country and the destruction of planning the destruction of our monetary system and capitalism and our free taking our freedoms away. And you see, as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, most of you are dead, but you don't lie down because you let it happen. Now, Glenn Beck was talking about the schools. You know how bad it is. But the thing is, I've been talking about it for 53 years. And you can go back to all my tapes because we have most of them. And warn you to take, I took my kids out of public school a long time ago. I came to Oregon. None of them have got a degree, but they're very successful. If I left them in a public school, they'd be broken. They would have been broken. They would have hated me for allowing them to be exposed to such obscenity, such insult to a child's intelligence. But each generation that came from public schools, each generation that parents allowed their kids to be violated by teachers, unions, public schools are all part of the unions are all part of a conspiracy to bring America down. Can't you see that? But you allowed them to teach your children, and it became open, so they were teaching Marxism in the, and you have pictures of that, and can't fire them, and you can't stop them. But also, it seems like it's treason to shout fire in a crowded theater. It should be forbidden, and I'm sure it is. There's got to be some law, treason, subversion of our laws, and you see that your government is making its own laws. They swore to uphold them, and what can you do? Nothing. And they got czars and bureaucrats to interpret them, and they can interpret them any way they want. And what can you do? You can go to court, but you haven't got the money and the time, can you? You have got to comply. No, you don't. See, that is it. When you see your country is being subverted, and you don't speak up, and what I'm saying is, you are too restricted by political correctness, you miserable excuse for human beings. Okay, so hold the caller, because I'll come to them in a minute. Let me see what it's all about. Oh, yeah, I'll take that call. I'll take the call in just a little bit, because I just got to finish my thought. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the end of the half hour and finish my idea, and hope that people will call me on this. Okay, so, and then should that person wait 5 minutes, it won't hurt them. So here you are afraid to speak up to your wife because, well, the system is loaded in the direction of women, and the women are hard enough to deal with without having more advantages and more rights than men do. You must know that, of course, haven't you noticed? They got more rights. And if you're not careful, the wrong people are going to get more rights than you, and you will grant them. And then you find that the people that you grant, the wrong people you grant rights, stupid enough that you are, and you let it happen, you grant grant you pay the teachers more and more to screw the minds of your children, and you didn't do anything about it. You didn't, and you knew it, but you didn't speak up. You didn't speak up against the school. You didn't join together. You didn't join forces. You didn't organize and take your kids out of school. And they still, you're sending those kids, and it's failing miserably. We're 44th in the whole world, and about where South Vietnam is. And the highest paid teachers in the world, and they're skimming. They're stealing your child's minds and turning them against you. Yes, and those minds, you have no idea. Once you take the spirit of that person, once you take the mind, you take the body as well. And they can make that body do whatever it wants. And I'm a professional hypnotist, and I've written a book, Hypnotic States of America. Now, it's easy. See, what you've got is mass hypnosis here. The media, you know, the schools, the churches have been infiltrated. And so it's coming down fast to revolution. Lock and load. But you've got to have the determination to stand your ground, and you have to have a strong voice like mine, and to speak clearly about politics or religion, whatever it is, and lose certain friends. Now, you may not want to do that at work, because you're not entitled to do it there. That's where you're on somebody else's time. But don't be afraid to lose your friends, and don't be afraid to preach. But you've got to preach not in the way most people preach. Like, have you heard of Jesus? You know, that kind of stuff. And Jesus loves you just like you are. And then so when I run around, there's people who, you know, knock on doors. No. You don't want to push anything, but you must uphold your common sense. You must come from a place of common sense that's reasonable. That is, you're born with reason, and a person who has reason, who has been separated from reason and doubted his common sense, because that's what happens to all of us. So when you hear me tonight talk to people, you'll hear me not telling them anything new, but to verify in his experience or her experience how sin, the hypnotic state, manifests in a certain form, like drug addiction, bipolar, and whatever else it is. And all the misery and all the suffering is presided over and kept in place. In other words, you are being kept in place. You do not get any proper information, even if the information is good. It's lost in the thousand other bits of information that are also good, but, well, there's so much of it, you can hardly choose what is good about all the choices. Now, what I'm saying is that in order for you to become healthy and to get your country back, you've got to get yourself back in order. You have to find what you were lost. You have to find what you had doubted. You have to understand the trauma. What the trauma is represents hypnotic states. So when you come into the world and see your mother running around with some Tom, Dick, and Harry, or your father yelling and screaming and getting drunk, or whatever it is, and you go to school and they're screwing your brain, and you can't understand why your mother and father put you there, and no wonder your kids scream when they go to school. They see it. They smell it. They smell the evil there. And you like an idiot, you take your kids, your seven-year-old kids, and put them into a teacher. It's like taking $1 million worth of gold and say, take care of this for me for a day, and I'll pick it up tonight. You trust young minds to those scumbag liberal teachers. What I'm saying, if you're going to be a decent teacher, get out of the union, because they're communists. You had no business being part of that. There's plenty of private schools you can go to, but get your pension. The soldiers fighting socialism and communism all different over the world, around the world, and they don't get much of a pension, do they? They come home without limbs, and then get mistreated in the VA. So there's reasons for that too. Anyway, I've said my part. I'm going to be talking to my callers this evening. 800-866-8883. We'll be right back. I beg you to go to, I really, for your sanity, for your country. I mean this. I'm not in the business of making money just from, I have enough to live on, that's it. And that's all I care about. Right now, I've got a living for my family, I've got a place where my grandkids can come. I get that. And I have no plans to get rich and famous. I need to get famous, but not necessarily rich. Whatever money I'll make, it's going to go to help the soldiers and make this country a better place. But I know how to do it. I know how to do it. There's people in Americans are mostly dead, but they won't lie down. And it's very hard to see any leader, anyone with any character and strength that reeks of it, that you can't help. The trouble is when you get one like that, it tends to frighten most Americans. When a person who's outspoken and truthful is like the prophets of old, they stoned them. When you become corrupted, you can't hear the truth. You can hear it, but it bothers you. It seems like the person telling you the truth is hurting you. So we need to talk about that after the break. But now, I've written a book, Hypnotic States of America. And I wrote it 40 years ago. I just kept it on the shelf and sold a few here and there. I published it twice under a different title. But I've added to it. And it's 6x9, and over 300 pages. And what it does, what it teaches you, it says, here's an illness, and here's the spiritual reason for it, which is simple. And it so turns out that it all leads back to one thing called sin, or a hypnotic state that grows. It grows and it sprouts. And it sprouts things called faults and tragedy and misery and suffering. And there's only one cure, and it isn't medicine. Now, you might want to take medicine, and herbs, or whatever it takes to take care of your body, but you've got to treat the symptom. But the symptom is the easiest of them all. You could have a broken body. You could be on dialysis and get better. But you could also be on dialysis, as one person I found out when he was talking to me, called back a few days later, and I gave him a good talking to the few days before. He's eating, you know, Chinese food, or whatever it is, and not the kind of food that would make him better. He has diabetes. Why aren't you eating the right food? Oh, well, see, another person is addicted, hypnotized to eat that food. And most of you, when you see people in the market, you see people in restaurants, and you see they eat junk, but they don't know it's junk. They are pigs in a trough, and you don't know the stuff you're eating is junk. And it's the way you eat it that will kill you. You might be able to survive it if you have a good attitude. If you weren't so broken, mesmerized, and eating it for the wrong reason. You can survive on junk food for a long time if you're healthy and you're sound of mind, but you're not. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight and every night that you care to listen. Go to my website, FHU.com, and read the book. Read this page.
With Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, I could do a better program when I've got a good team of people helping me. And we've got a good team now. All right, we've got this program number is 6542. All right, now, we'll take our calls. I said I would take Jerry after the break. And now, I'm reading you on the screen, The Worry of Legal and Medical Problems Making Me Ill. Doesn't it sound like a bit of a contradiction to you, Jerry?
Yeah.
Could it be that it's worry that made you ill in the first place? Or something like it? Fear, doubt, anxiety?
Yes.
So you're compounding what... In other words, you could actually... If you lose your faith and you start to worry and doubt and things start to go downhill, and they will, mentally, with your finances, your marriage, and then your health, then you could get really sick. But then the same worry now compounds. The same anxiety is made worse by struggle, when a struggle to make yourself well and getting angry with yourself or getting angry with other people, but it turns in on yourself. And so that's a vicious cycle that will kill you. It really will. It just takes a matter of time. And what form does it take? Lots of people are dying much too young because of what you just said. And I don't really need to know, unless you want to tell me about your medical problem, but I think it's my duty to say, since you brought the subject up, and the question is, the worry of legal and medical problems is making me ill? No, it's worry that's made you ill, and worry that's making you sicker. So, may I suggest that you go to my website and get a download of a CD? It's only $10, and if you haven't got the money, I'll give you one.
I don't have a computer. All that was burnt up in the fire. We had a fire.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. You have a telephone.
Yes.
Okay, then all you have to do is go to pen.
Hold
pencil.
Me.
Okay, write this number down. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
206.
Okay.
315.
Okay.
4836.
Okay.
And I would sit quietly somewhere and put the phone in your ear and follow the instructions for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then call me back.
Okay.
And then you'll see how much better you'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. We've got to start somewhere, and that's where I choose to start. And you'll find that it's all there. Whatever's wrong with you is all right there in your attitude.
Okay.
All right. Now I'll take my other call.
All right, thank you.
Nice talking to you, Jerry, and you call me again tomorrow. Lisa in California, 800-866-8883, and the program number is 6542. Lisa in California. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I've called you before. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I just had a question. I'll try to make it quick because I know you have other things you have to talk about. But
yeah, always to the point. I appreciate it.
Okay. I was curious about the energy field outside the human body and its ability to heal itself. It sounds kind of a funny question, but
it is a funny question. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay. Well, have you heard anything about reconnective healing?
No, I don't care. Hear about anything, because I know where healing comes from, and that's where you should ask me rather than something you're speculating on because you heard it from somebody else.
Well, actually, someone tried it on me, and that's why I had the question. I didn't know if you were talking about hypnosis.
Well, the energy field around a person is negative or positive.
Yes.
And then an energy field around a bad person, it wants to suck the life out of you and seduce you into living from your failing. In other words, they seduce you and lie to you and pretend to be your friend, and then all of a sudden you get a shock. And they've got them hand in your pocket, in your life. And then the energy around surrounding a Jesus kind of person, just to make an extreme contrast, then that's an energy field that's healing. But it is not the person. The person is the agent of the field.
Okay.
See? So... and so, therefore, the agent of the field has cured the person. If you can't have a, you can't have a. Jesus couldn't be sick himself and cure people.
Right.
Okay. So the field comes from someplace, but not the person.
Is it possible that
Yeah, but you're not following. I don't care about someone. No, listen. Okay. Let's keep to the subject.
All right.
You're not used to keeping to a subject. You got a subject on your head. You ask me a question. I'm going to keep you on the subject I'm talking about. Now, do you understand what I just said? Never mind what other people think and do. Then you can take away whatever you want from it, because you're perfectly free. But you did call, and I say that if you want to get well, you have to find what Jesus had.
Yes.
And he couldn't be sick and heal everybody. So what made him well What kept him well was his perfect relationship with God. And they couldn't take it. They had to kill him. And they still couldn't take away. He would give his body up rather than his soul. He says, don't be afraid of those who kill the body. It's the soul they want. See, they teased him to give in and to make him hate everybody. Now, your problem is, if you have a problem, there's only one reason for it. You're either born that way, which is unfortunate. But even then, you could still become a much better person. And you can be a blind person and a person without legs and born with only one arm and still be a perfect person. Maybe not perfectly in your physical body, but in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Because the spirit is what counts. And if you're born with some kind of some deforming factor, if you rise above it. I actually saw something, if I just want to just break away for a minute. I actually saw 30, 40 years ago, a man who only weighed about 60 pounds and his wife used to pick him up and put him on the bonnet of a car, the hood of a car, and he'd do the work because he couldn't get up there by himself. She was married to him. But you know why? He was deformed, but he had a beautiful spirit and she loved him. And there's nothing he couldn't do. All he had to do was carry him from one place to another. And it was half her size. I saw it on 60 Minutes or something like that. It is, women love the spirit of a man. They don't care what he looks like. A real woman doesn't care so much if he's bald or he has one arm.
That's true.
You know that. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Now, women are valued mostly for their beauty, and secondly for their spirit. They should be both the same. Man wants to have relationships and have healthy children, so he picks a healthy woman. And healthy women are usually pretty in some way.
Yeah.
But they're also more beautiful when they have found the Spirit of God and that they love the Father who loves the Father, if you know what I'm saying, that order.
Right.
But that's a family made in heaven, when a woman loves the man who loves the light, who has his experiencing redemption and dealing with her perfectly and not getting angry and upset with her. And even though she teases and taunts like a naughty kid sometimes, he knows that that's the way a woman's way is and she needs to be saved from it, and impatience and anger doesn't do it. And so this aura around him draws her away from the dark nature that all women are born with.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not being difficult or being insulting in any way, I hope, because women they have a certain advantage. They get a one-upsmanship when they come into the world and men fall for it, and that's, they're going back to the scene of the crime and they make the same mistake as Adam. See, basically, they get into the woman. The broken nature of a man born of woman goes back to the woman for reassurance that his brokenness is not broken. He goes back to complete the journey that began when paradise was lost. And that's falling and failing. And we come full circle to the fact that we have a society of broken people, and there are people up there now in power who understand to keep us broken. And there's an aura around that place. And there's an aura around people who are broken, mostly on the left. It's with the political left. Because it's a political thing we're talking about. But also the religious left, too, who thinks the same way. Exactly. Except they've religiosized it. Their love for the poor is really feeling like they enjoy feeling sorry for people and helping people. They elevate themselves by keeping other people poor. See, in other words, human love has a dangerous aura around it. Either it's an aura of anger or it's an aura of affection. Loving people and wanting to help people all the time and helping themselves by helping them.
Yeah.
Now, it's not to say that you can't help people, but for the most part, the help that people give you makes you worse. The help that the doctor can give you can make you worse. But he may not know that his help is making you worse, because why am I saying this? Because he doesn't understand sin. He doesn't understand hypnosis. He doesn't understand that we're born, and it's the way of life, and it's the way of thinking. And as long as we keep thinking that way and love for it and treated for it, so all of that maladies and sufferings, the psychologicals and the physicals and all the rest of it, we have counselors and people, healers, so-called healers, and we have preachers and rabbis who are always dealing with the symptom Not the cause. Now, the cause is not known in this world. You want to know the cause of all the misery and suffering and the disease and the Holocaust and everything else. The root is between men and women, that little thing that goes between men and women. Men have to return to Paradise Lost, and if he returns to Paradise Lost in his mind, he has a healing field around so that nothing can get to him. The bad can't get to him, but the good comes through the shield and either heals other people, heals the family, heals his wife, or if a woman, she heals the children. If she has no husband, she has that quality. She has a beautiful home life, and it's reflected in the children. But in America, our children are out of control, and so are all of we. And we're just about to lose our country. And so much for auras, because the aura is all-inclusive. It means you are ruled by the spirit that gave us life, or you're ruled by the spirit that's killing you, but you worship, the tendency is to worship the spirit that's killing you. You see that people gravitate to the dark force because that's all they know. It's made a home in them, and it cries out to that source for reassurance.
This is true.
And that's what all the drugs and alcohol and all the bad things that are happening, and we will die for our dark spin to feed, to feel secure, for our dark nature to find security and nourishment and completion. So that's all I got to say, because you just asked a philosophical question. You didn't ask a question about yourself, but I just went round and round the mulberry bush hoping to get you to see that you're actually probing in the wrong direction.
Because I had an experience the other day, and I didn't know if it was a godly one or if that was a hypnotic one.
Well, you should have said that what that was.
Huh?
You should have told me what that was.
Yeah, I was trying to. That's why I said somebody. Then.
You started about talking about auras and stuff. I couldn't go that. I couldn't go down that path. See?
Okay.
I couldn't go there. But it's too late now. Call me again. You used up your time. I used up your time. Okay. Look, I'm looking for people with a problem. Say, I got this problem. I'm a drunk. I'm an alcoholic. I got bipolar. I got PTSD. Oh, let's talk about it. But that lady only didn't talk about it. She wanted to talk about auras. Didn't talk about a problem. I deal with problems. I would like you to do yourself a favor and me a favor, because I get great pleasure. I guess that's not a right word. Satisfaction? No, that's not the right word. I can't find the right word to say that I'd like to see you get well and your country recover, and I'd like to see that you have been made to doubt yourself, and or you have too much trust, faith in yourself that isn't real, because people believe in you when you start doing when you start compensating and doing things well. To compensate for inferiority, you can sometimes achieve a lot of things and everybody loves you, but that love supports the worst in you. You better not know it for a while. Everything goes well. And then you get sick and die from some horrible disease, and someone says, you know, why does God kill, you know, to let people, good people like that die? But maybe that's not a good person. Maybe the fact that you all thought he was wonderful kept him from seeing. He's sort of got high on it and can never find the way back. He's had to do a little Tommy Tucker singing for his supper, like Michael Jackson. I mean, that was a troubled kid, but everybody loved him, and he performed like little Tommy Tucker, like a puppet. And you were the puppeteers. He could never find himself. Better off that he was poor. And that's also true. I need to talk to you about that later on. Better off you leave people, poor people alone, and let the church or let the love of other people take care of that. Because there's plenty of that to go around, and not to be forced to give our money to breed generations of them. So you have more poor, the more money you spend on poor people as a political thing, the more you're giving money to the devil to create more poverty. That's right. So they can rush to the rescue of the poor people and make them worse and are totally dependent. So they'll die for the people. Like a dog will die for you because you give it food. you're trained to depend upon you, or when even a wild animal can no longer fend for itself. See, when you set it loose back into the jungle or the woods, and so it will die. And in the human relationship, we'll die for our benefactor, which is the socialist government. In this case, that's making poor people. Making poor people and making those poor people dependent on our money. They're so generous with. Downfall of America. Hypnotic States of America. Go to my website and read the first chapter. This may save your life.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right. We're going to talk to Steve in Las Vegas. Hello, Steve. You're a veteran, are you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God bless you.
Vietnam veteran, 69 to 73.
How may I be of service?
I listen to you every chance I get to, Mr. Masters, and I respect all your opinions and all your philosophies. I take medications for my PTSD. I don't like to be on the medications I'm on, but the VA says I have to be on them.
But you'll never get better that way. But I will tell you that I can help you to get better so that you won't need them. Wouldn't that be better?
They have me on Xanax, alprazolam, and
those are not really dangerous drugs. They're just dangerous. It's dangerous to only treat the symptom only to keep you in that state so that you always feel better about yourself, but are getting worse because every day you meet stress, no matter how small it is, the worse you become because you keep reacting to it. The way you were trained, the way you were conditioned to react to it in combat.
Right.
The smells, the sounds, the sights, the colors, the rain. See?
If I don't take the medication...
No, it's all right to take it. I'm not saying you shouldn't take it. But how long have you been listening to me?
I've been listening to you for about 3 years.
Do you have my CD?
No, I surely don't, sir.
Why is that? That's very strange. I give it to all the veterans. The veterans not supposed to. We never charge you for that. You could always get one of those free.
I didn't know that, sir. I just listen to you. I listen to you every now. Matter of fact, I'm listening to your show right now.
Yes, but I'll tell you what I want you to do. I will promise you something. I know,
sir.
I know I can hear your voice, and I read you. And I know that you're like a brother, and it takes one to know one. You know me, and I know you. Am I right? We've never met, but we know each other. And you feel like you know me, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Because you recognize my spirit, that's why. And I recognize
Absolutely.
Yours. Now, this is what I want.
Now you got me choked up. You got the truth.
I'm going to cure you. Well, it's not me that's going to cure you. It will be the fact that you're restored to common sense because you're listening to a man with common sense, and I represent the common sense you have, except you got shocked out of it. And you got shocked out of it early in life, and you went to battle not prepared, thinking that you're going to become a man if you go fight for your country, which is a wonderful thing because it's a good country. It was, at least. See?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I know. And so you're disappointed.
I thought it was in 69. It surely isn't today.
I know that. But it turned against
you. Our own country blew those towers up in New York. Country did this.
I don't think so. Let's not talk about that. Let's get your head straight. Promise me something.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, sir, I do.
You do?
I'm not online right now.
No, it's all right. It's okay. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you coping strategies. I'm going to send you a copy only because I want to. But you can get, you want relief tonight, don't you? I'll tell you what. Can you hold on for about, I want to give you 20 minutes of my time. Can you spare me 20 minutes on the radio with me?
Absolutely.
Well, do you want to get better tonight?
Absolutely.
Well, then, I'll tell you what. Okay. I said, I'll tell you what. I think I can go to work to you tonight, but I have to spend the next few minutes trying to sell this book, Hypnotic States of America, because this book I've written, I just want to share it with you, to my audience, and if you don't mind, to put you aside for a minute. I just want to tell my audience, there's no reason for you to suffer emotional distress, PTSD, depression. Pills can't cure it. Pills can cure some things. Medications have a value. But the greatest value of all of it, of all, is to find peace with yourself, not war with yourself. And peace with yourself often means war with other people, because other people can't use you when you're true to yourself. And so I want you to go to my website, if you're a new listener, and I want you to get acquainted with me, not through the old books, which are very good, by the way, but this new one. Now, this one, it's very complete. It's 300 pages. It's called The Hypnotic States of America. It's right to the jugular vein. Easy to read, beautifully edited, and it explains what sin is, a hypnotic state, which my friend on the line from Las Vegas, Steve, he has an entity inside him that I know he does, and everybody has it to a certain degree, and when you get under a severe stress like battle, then you bring the enemy home. It almost completes itself. So we're going to talk about this after the break, and I'm going to help my friend. You wait. Okay, I'm going to help my friend. Well, I got some interesting callers, but I'm going to spend the next half of the program, first of all, wasting a little time in the beginning, because I have to introduce the program to new listeners. So, forgive me. But I have a veteran, and I love our heroes. I'm a veteran myself. Not that I saw any serious business. But I was a bit Royal Sussex Regiment, so I know what war is, and I lived in England during the war. And, lots of things happened. I don't want to tell you this evening, but I know what it was like. Half my relatives, were murdered in the death camps. So I know about these things. I know how evil and how low we can sink, and we're sinking pretty low. And so my caller who's listening right now to me, he's got PTSD for two reasons. One, because he didn't know how to deal with the enemy. Shock. He went into battle without proper preparation and proper upbringing. And that's not his fault. And then he thought he could do better because he loved his country, because he knew what right and wrong was. So he thought he'd fight for his country, but he wasn't prepared to the horror that he saw. I wouldn't bring it. I wouldn't know how to deal with those things. And I know how to teach veterans how to, and I'm going to be doing that pretty soon. But so he brought, and when he came home, there was the enemy again, throwing, tomatoes and, rude things at him. So we'll be right back.